It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back the Band of Horses. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
It's great. You know, when we talk about getting the band back together, as it were, I remember we saw you, Ben. You did a couple of songs down at South by Southwest in a studio. And I thought it was wonderful that you said, well, you know, some of these songs I can't do without the band with me.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be right. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was a ploy. I actually just couldn't do them correctly.
Damn, here I was thinking he was showing such consideration to his brethren.
Just puppeteering everything. No, I knew that I couldn't pull them off with any grace and keep my dignity. At the same time,
backing tracks next time.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Just get some robots or something.
Yeah.
And it's just like saving them for y'all, but you guys won't be there. I really wasn't really excited to open it up with my dudes for sure. There's both sides there are legitimate.
We're watching. You know, as you're doing some of these songs now, you've gone that circle of. I'm sure many of the songs started in a certain basic form and elemental form in terms of the instrumentation. Then they go through the process of what they're going to end up being in the recorded version. And now today, you're going back to, okay, what are the elemental, you know, essence of these songs?
And honestly, this is the first time that we've done any of these. We've done like an electric practice for a few days, this is the first time we've done them acoustic or built them up like that, even before we recorded them in the studio. Like, we did everything so very piece by piece on the album that it's a nice opportunity to get to know them better, thanks to you, Scott. We're Band of Horses, and this one is called In a Drawer. Sitting on a bearskin rug, listening to Grandpa talk, the whistle of a nightbird call, the photo of a long lost dog. Do you love me? Which one is it? Should be living in a warehouse district. But take the day and the lesson it taught me. Passing off blame to anybody is easy. But darling, you know it shouldn't be like that. Could I go with you to the laundromat?
In the drawer, found it in the drawer, took a
you're at that point where you take stock in, okay, what's a band horse's song now?
Right.
Right? Because, you know, the first few times, you know, it's just, this is who we are. This, and then once you've done so much, you start going, what can Band of Horses be? Is that, was that taking place?
I guess so. I'm, at the same time, I do feel childlike as I stumble in my whole life in music, where I've never really known. And I'm not sure that I want to know. Like, even trying to take guitar lessons or something, I did one and I was like, I don't want to, I'm afraid that I'll lose my weird quirkiness or whatever, of how I find melodies and things. So, if anything, like taking stock, it's more like, what age are we at now? Like, we're getting into upper 30s, we have kids and stuff. Like, it's more taking everything a bit more seriously, not just like how we create a song, but even just like the work you put into it and the entire vibe you throw out, because it's such a great opportunity to have this life in music, you right. know? So I still try to turn a blind eye sometimes to the whole, like, what am I doing in with the song? But it's more like a well-rounded, like, I just hope I'm being good, as good to the craft as it's been good to me, you know?
I imagine with the young kids, you got, what, about an hour's sleep most days?
Something like that, yeah, yeah. And then it's also like, so yeah, there's maybe I got 2.5 or something like that, you know, and keep track of it too. So I'm like, okay, how, at what point during the week am I gonna like lose it? Because you start to feel ill.
Am
after
I hallucinating
a while.
And thinking
sure.
this is a good song?
I'd physically feel ill after, you know, by Wednesday or Thursday if it's been you know, a hard working week, and I'll just fall down eventually. You know, like once the kids fall asleep, I'll sleep for, you know, one day out of the week I'll try to get some sleep. But then it's hilarious.
You may want to work on it and improve in that total as we move
forward. I know. I could up my productivity or whatever. Yeah. But it's funny. At the same time, like, I mean, life doesn't just work like that. Like, they're all just going to magically end up going to school every day. Someone gets sick. Something needs to be done around the house. I can't just have the okay, now this is my time or whatever, and or some, you know, someone
daddy's
might,
working,
yeah, and I might be like, okay, I'm really digging in tonight and kind of, you know, like dip too much into marijuana or something, and I'll just be like blasted, and all of a sudden someone's throwing up, you know, and it's like, oh crap, man, I better get up there and help, you know, like there'll be no writing tonight. This next one is called Hag. After all our shame and suffering, I turn my back to everything or anyone and put you first. But are we really in love, completely in love? Or did mention it made your skin start to crawl? Started off limping and broken. It unfolded like a dream. Dazzled by the very thought of it. Like the way dreams are supposed to be. Sleep with it, I will carry that on. We will lose in the end and only start the whole pattern over again and over again. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
you truly in love, absolutely in love? Are you happy enough to be fully in love? If I'm not, there's no point in carrying on. Why spend half the time indifferent and the other half alone? And I will live with my regrets. I'll learn from accepting.
You worked with Jason Light on, from Granddaddy on this one. Was it a discovery process? How did it flow?
Well, it was nice having Jason being an amazing arranger, lyricist, studio rat, singer. To have that kind of, and that's just three of his, you know, many qualities. But having that kind of well-rounded experience in the, you know, at the helm there, it was just great to have that kind of more of a mentor role, and I kind of had that with the first two records with Phil Eck, right. Kind of bringing it, helping bring hopefully my best qualities out of me, and you know, silencing some of the ones that they're all humor and you know, just silly jokes. I felt like Jason really helped tap into that, and just coming from a bit of an indie rock, for lack of a better term, background, we get to accentuate the quirkiness or whatever, or what's not exactly correct,
right.
And accentuate that to make it right. And I don't know, it was just a fun, it was a very fun thing, because he brings so much to it. The toughest part was getting him to stop working on it. Like, he would sit there with headphones on and a million keyboard tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, but Jason, we were going to make the album too. We'll come back in 20 minutes and see it. You know, and he's laid down like these arrangements, dense arrangements, because he's so used to working on Granddaddy records and being, right. You know, just, I don't know, overcooking things away as much as he wants to before he pulls everything away.
I know that you still, you know, at least in the sense of the essence of what you guys are intending to, you had conversations with Rick Rubin afterwards, because he's a guy who just wants to know about how the songs, yeah. How's it feel to you?
Right.
Pretty much that?
Yeah, exactly. How are you doing? Like, how are you doing with your life and music, sir? Like, would you like to come over and talk about it? That's just an amazing invitation. So yeah, and it's not so much about like, this is right or this is wrong or this works for me, this doesn't. It's nothing like that. It's more just like yeah.
You got a good vibe going on this.
Yeah, line. Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, and I'm sure if it was more of a producer role, then he'd be glad to get into that with you, but I don't think he sees that as his function in this conversation. He wants to just kind of see how you're doing with it and point to little things here and there. He's like, oh, I like that. Or if you wanted to know something, you could do this, you know, but it's never like a,
it's like a real fan that's giving you a genuine, heartfelt, you know, feedback and obviously hoping that they're in tune with you.
Absolutely. This song is called Casual Party.
Talking television at the casual party. Some brand new friends to get you started on. So start it on. Sociopath, so only play your games, don't be distracted. Texas. God, I'm gonna leave it with you. My faith don't sit right for the rage. When I'm so tired, I'm gonna leave. Best get out of the way. If my faith don't sit right for the rage. When I'm so tired, I'm gonna leave.
You're going to do a couple of things in the States. You're going to do Bonnaroo.
Right.
And then you're going to hit Europe and Australia.
Right.
And then you're coming back here being to Southern California, and you're going to do the Ohana Fest on August 27th.
It's still in that, like, kind of red-hot promo phase, you know? So things are filling in spaces as we go, but there's always a backup plan to hit it big, and I imagine you'll be seeing plenty of us for the next, you know, 6 months if the record's terrible, but 3 years if it's good.
Well, it's great to have Band of Horses music. I want to let you know, we joked the last time that, you know, we're having a Ventura stick, and it still is in our heart, KBOH. We are designating that as the unofficial call letters of our Ventura station. So KBOH is now going to come to life with the music of Band of Horses, and we can't wait to share the rest of the album with all our audience, and really appreciated you guys coming by today. This has been fun.
Always a pleasure, Sky. Thanks so much, all y'all, for having us again.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much.